Once upon a time, there lived a rhyme that rhymed all the time. From the day he awoke, from the first word he spoke, he loved the rhyme to poke the words. No matter how absurd, he was heard in rhyme all the time. He thought in rhyme, his mind rhymed. He looked at the world in rhyme, in rhythms, in harmonies, in flows of soul. But one time, this rhyme wasn't a rhyme. He lost his rhyme. He kind of lost his youth. He signed up with his friend on a silly paper and ended up in this war called Vietnam on a ship called the Kitty Hawk. But he was able to go up on the top of the Kitty Hawk and rhyme to the skies and to the seagulls. And then one day they got this rhyme. He had to put bombs on planes that were going to kill Buddhists, and he knew it was wrong. And this rhyme went into his inner song, and he went into his terror of the hour. But he wasn't going to allow it to bring him down. So he did a little sabotage on the little wing so the bombs would fall harmless thing, and thought that was a moral thing to do in a moral war to bring. But then he realized, you see, those bombs were taken by what we perceive the enemy, and that gunpowder went down the Ho Chi Minh Trail and blew up my best friend on my birthday. And you see, it just put me in misery, and I closed it all down. And they let me go, because for 30 days I just went crazed inside, and I could not breathe and believe and be. And then I got free. And then I was gonna be an accountant, and that rhyme wanted accounting, because he loved numbers, and numbers were rhymes, and could look through it all the time. And then I was on the subway going to work, and this hippie girl comes in, and next thing I knew, I'm at Woodstock. And everything changed. The circle became glowing, and the glowing became the knowing, and the knowing became the glowing. And for 3 years, I saw it all disappear. I saw Woodstock Nation go to armament, death and destruction, the Vietnam War worse. Nixon's gonna win. He won all 49 states, the whole dark world. And everybody was going, let's go to Washington to march on the Pentagon. But the rhyme said, I hear there's a meeting in Colorado. And it's true, this rhyme at 72, when he was 23, he went to the rhyme of the time. He became the glowing feather at the glowing rainbow family of living light. And that's my delight of 43 gatherings and 48 tries. In the past 47 years, we appear here in Wyoming. And the glowing feathers you see is a reality. This is me. And I am you. And you are I. And I am you are one family on one earth with one sun in one galaxy in one universe of the multiverse, which is free verse.